Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 9, verse number 15.
Put it when I tell you.
Hare Krishna. So this verse is lengthy and in prose, so I'll just try to repeat myself. Hare Krishna. Atha panayastam स्वविधि नाभि शिचाहतेन वासा वाससा छाद्य भूषणालेप अस्त्र तिलकादि भी रूप रूपस्कृतम भुक्तवंतम धूप दीपमाल्य लाज किसलया लांकुर फलोपहारोपेतया वैश्य वैशसंस्थया महता गीतस्तुति मृदुंग पणवाघोषेण च पुरुष पशुम भद्रकाल्यः पुरत उपवेशयामासुः. सो विल हैव वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग. प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी. अथ देयर आफ्टर पणयः ऑल द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ द डेकॉइट तम हिम जड़भरत Swavidhina, according to their own ritualistic principles, Abhishicha, bathing, Ahatena, with new, Vasasa, garments, Achhadaya, covering, Bhushana, ornaments, Alepa, smearing, the body with sandalwood pulp. Sraka, a flower garland. Tilaka adibhi, with markings on the body and so on. Upaskritam, completely decorated. Bhuktavantam, having eaten. Dhupa, with incense. Deepa, lamps. Malya, garlands. लाज पार्स्ट ग्रेन किशलया अंकुर ट्विग्स एंड स्प्राउट्स फल फ्रूट्स उपहार अदर पैराफर्निलिया उपेतया फुल्ली इक्विप्ड वैश्यस संस्थाया विथ कंप्लीट अरेंजमेंट्स फॉर द सैक्रिफाइस महता ग्रेट Gita, stuti, of songs and prayers. Mridunga, of the drums. Panava, of the bugles. Ghoshena, by vibration. Cha, also. Purushapashum, the man animal. Bhadrakalayaha, of the goddess Kali. Purataha, just in front. Upaveshayamasuhu made him sit down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. After this, all the thieves, according to their imaginative ritual for killing animalistic men, bathed Jadbharat, dressed him in new clothes, decorated him with ornaments befitting an animal, smeared his body with scented oils and decorated him with tilak, sandalwood pulp and garlands. They fed him sumptuously and then brought him before the goddess Kali, offering her incense, lamps, garlands, parched grain, newly grown twigs, sprouts, fruits and flowers. In this way they worshipped their deity before killing the man animal, and they vibrated songs and prayers and played drums and bugles. Jadbharat was then made to sit down before the deity. Purport. In this verse the word Swavidhina, according to their own ritualistic principles, is very significant. According to the Vedic Shastras, everything must be done according to regulative principles. But here it is stated that the thieves and the rogues devised their own process of killing for killing an animalistic man. The Tamasic Shastras give instructions for the sacrifice of an animal like a goat or buffalo before the goddess Kali. But there is no mention of killing a man, however dull he may be. This process was manufactured by the dacoits themselves. Therefore, the word Swavidhina is used. Even at this time, there are many sacrifices being conducted without reference of the Vedic scriptures. For instance, in Calcutta, recently a slaughterhouse was being advertised as a temple of goddess Kali. Meat eaters foolishly purchased meat from such shops, thinking it different from ordinary meat and taking it to be prasad of goddess Kali. The sacrifice of a goat or a similar animal before the goddess Kali is mentioned in Shastras, just to keep people from eating slaughterhouses meat and becoming responsible for killing of animals. The conditioned soul has a natural tendency towards sex and meat eating. Consequently, the Shastras grant them some concession. Actually, the Shastras aim at putting an end to these abominable activities, but they impart some regulative principles so that gradually meat eaters and sex hunters will be rectified. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Saavadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Shatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Naya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Paditanam Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So I seek blessings from all the senior Vaishnavas, Brajhari Prabhu, Radha Krishna Prabhu, Gokuleshwar Prabhu, Asim Krishna Prabhu, Pancharatna Prabhu, Mukund Madhav Prabhu and all other devotees to kindly bless me so that I can speak. That is what I have learned from Srila Prabhupada or the devotees in the following of Srila Prabhupada and not deviate from the line of thought. So I seek blessings from all the devotees. And also if there are any mistakes, you can please always rectify me at the end of the class. Okay. So today in this verse, this verse is more related to how this materialistic people, they use demigods or any authority whom you put under them, under whom you put them, for their own purpose. You know, like sometimes we want, some sanction, then we go to our authority. So we don't tell them directly that I'm doing this project. We first show little result. And then you'll say, oh, then you show some, this is the field that I have done, or this is the activity that I have done, this is the number of boys that I have got, or this is the, how I have decorated the temple. And then he'll sanction the bill, So, and then after they gain trust, so then you get regular sanctions. But in the whole goal, sometimes we forget, whole activity, we forget the goal. The goal is to please Krishna. So sometimes we try to independently act, and we just make that person as the whole and soul. So tomorrow if that person leaves due to any reason, we also leave bhakti, saying that, now who will take care of me? So here, there's materialistic people, they have a lot of desires, unlimited desires. They just have series, one to every desire, and they have offshoots of 10 desires. I want to have job. So in that mind, in outside they'll say I want job, but inside they're thinking, when I get good job, I'll get good money, good girl, nokri, chokri, and then tokri, then I'll get everything. Then we have a fridge, television. In the television, I'll look at channels which I wish my father did not allow in my childhood. Sometimes fathers will beat the children not to watch this channel, that channel, only Doordarshan. So, bada ho jaunga to dikhata hu. I'll earn my own money, I'll get my own color TV, LCD, and do. So people have a lot of desires. But this material nature is such that it will not allow your desires to a certain extent, to fulfill your desire. Because There is what you deserve also you will get. But foolish living entity, he thinks, no, by hook or crook, I have to get this. Sometimes, some objects capture our mind very strongly. One cannot live without it. Like the drug addict, you know, or a drunkard. You tell him, don't drink. He will hear your lecture. He says, Prabhuji, barar bola, barar bola. Again, evening, he will see the sunset. He'll remember the bottle. You know, he just cannot leave it. So then he'll go and take from his mother, you know, take from his wife, you know, take some money, tell someone to get it and drink it. Or if somebody wants a car, he'll work hard. Every day he's working, in one PC he's writing his code and on his own laptop he's looking at the share market, you know. People, just money, 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 so that they can fulfill their desires. And those who know that apart from money and your own endeavor, there are some devtas who give you, then they do all what is required. Oh, Ganpati ji, is bar paper nikal do. 21 nariyal, please. Done from my side, you know. Main 21 nariyal chadayega. Khud apne lotus hand se chadayega. But you know, you please remove my paper. The real test of devotees is also tested when they get into some problem, whether you call Narsingdev or Ganesh. Now from there also we are tested. So, our heart is filled with a lot of material desires. Now here Prabhupada in the purport is writing a very nice point. I'll try to go in the line of purport, although we can just catch some points and speak. Here he is saying, Swavidhina. This word is very important. Why this word is very important? Because people in Vedic scriptures, there are process mentioned. Okay, if you want to do, you want to worship Ganesha, then this is the process. In 6 months, you'll get this result. Phala Shruti bolte na. You do this, you hear this pastime, you will get, like, for example, if you heard the pastime of Lord Ananta, then no snake will bite you. The devotee, hearing pastime of Ananta means understanding the glory of Lord Ananta. So, that is the Phala Shruti. But that's okay, that's spiritual. But in material life, if you do like this, then you'll get this. And if you do this kind of yajna, you'll get putra prapti. No? So, we have a lot of desires and we go in this method. So, here is saying, it is okay if you use the process mentioned in Vedic scriptures. But problem is, when you do swavidhina, you concoct or come up with a method and you prophesize it and you make a cult. Just like you'll find this more in uncultured people, especially. Adivasi area or, you know, where the people are tribals. They really don't know anything. So they will try to come up with some, you know, ooh, ah, they'll come up with something. And they will tell, you know, and we'll do like this. Then the gods of rains will rain, you know. Earlier these Westerners thought that India is like that only. So they came thinking that we'll change these tribals. We'll change their education system. When they came here, they understood that these people are really masterminds, you know. They not only... Prabhupada said, no, that Jawaharlal Nehru got one Britisher as his servant. I have got many in line serving me. And that also free of cost. And they're running and rushing to meet me. So, Indians are intelligent. Indians means the devotee who take land in Bharat Bhumi are devotees actually. So here, Swavidhina. Once I had this experience in Pune. We were there last Janmashtami. We were doing fund collection. So we were on a stall, you know. There was marathon, fund collection. New temple marathon. Everyone knows with receipt books. So one man came. So he asked one collector. He said that I have to meet someone who is very interested in, you know, religion and all. He said all are interested in religion. He said, no, who can understand me? He said, there is one man who can understand everybody. You go to, then he pointed to me. So this fellow came to me. He said, sir, I have one katori. You know katori? I tell this in my course. He said, I have one katori in which our lineage, one man can hear what is that katori is saying. I said, hey. So I was also doing some research in, you know, all this siddhis and all this field. So I thought maybe a kuch starter there, Lord. So I said, okay. So he said, I want someone of you to come and witness it. I said, okay, no problem. You call whenever you... He said, once in a month we do it. He said, okay, I have no problem. Like I can come and, you know, witness along with my friends and all. He said, but don't come in more in number. I said, okay, that's okay. So then he one day called me saying that, you know, I am my friend. And in my lineage, my sister gets that vision. Not all get. So my sister will tell what that Baba is saying within that katori. I said, okay. First time, first hearing, no scriptural reference. I said, okay, let's go. India is, you know, mystical land. Maybe I'll also get something. I'll put it on YouTube. So I went there. And then this... So they took me in, I didn't go alone, I knew, kuch bhi ho gaya, ek toh Mataji dekhne wale matlab kuch bhi kar sakti hai. So I said, you know, let's go. So I took one brahmachari and one student. So three of us went. So when we went in, it was a dim light. You were like, arre, kuch toh gadbad hone wala hai. So we were like, you know, Narsingh Dev, namaste, Narsingha, Prahlad, then you know, like, and now we cannot go back, because if we go back, so you know, you are not a real sadhu. So ijjat pe bhi aa gaya tha. I was like, you know, okay, let's go on. So we went in, it was a dark room, and that lady came out. So she was like normal, you know, like, lady, that is one veni, like that. She had normal. So I said, okay, she will talk and tell. Then he told this friend of his own and us to wash our hands and legs. So he washed everything. And then sit. It's the same ritualistic, no? They made him bath, and you know, and all. And you are until you are shivering. And you know, like, hey, the Vamandev Prabhu, one of our devotees was there with me. Puna Vamandev Prabhu. He said, Prabhu, we did a mistake. I said, yes. But what to do now? He said, keep quiet. And what? The door was to her side. Means we cannot run away also. Means she sat on a plank, put agarbatti, some dhoop, pura dhua dhua kar diya. And you are like, you know, we cannot run away also. And then we were sitting, and I was still, you know, like, to kya hum darte nahi karke, Narsingh Dev, chanting inside. And she said, he's come. Oh, Marathi mein she is saying, Allah, you know. And she had removed all that, and she had put all the hairs outside. So we could only see Katori and the hairs. And lights were off. Like, you know, so vidhina, your own vidhi. And she was saying, bolo. I was like, arre, kya bolega? Aise sadhu, aise thodi bola hai tere saath. Then she said, ask question. So this fellow told, Swamiji, ask question. I said, no, you ask question, and I'll try to hear. He asked, Swamiji, I want to do this business of, you know, gas cylinder. Will it be successful? Swami said, no, great loss. Then Swamiji, we are planning to do some pumping machine, something like that. Good benefit. She's only telling. And then she said, Swamiji, you also ask. So this friend asked, another business partner, iska business partner tha wo, bolta hum log ye business mein jane wale, we have some loss, some loans. He said, 6 months, continuously you work and you'll get good profit, you know, and like that. He said, Swamiji, you ask. I said, kya ye business, kya pooch rahe, apne ko kya len dena hai? I said, Swamiji, tell me one thing, which year our Swamiji went to West? If that much you can tell, I fall at your feet. And he said, kuch bhi pooch rahe. Manevola are tereko atani bhai. Then I realized that this fellow wanted this business partner to get into pumping business. So he used his sister and hallucination effect and some Swamiji's to authorize it. And, you know, so people do their own vidhi to get their own result. So here also these people caught this, you know, manushya prani, like, you know, animalistic man. I catch him and he's like, he's already jada. Huh? Going. Inside he chanting Hare Krishna, outside is going. His body is being dragged. He's put on the asana, nicely bathed. The dead bodies are bathed, you know, the dead bodies are bathed and put, you know, all the ointments and all. Put garland, chandan, you know. So, and then he's taken to, you know, Kali Devi for offering. Because they know, they thought that by offering this I'll get my desire fulfilled. So Prabhupada also mentioned here that actually in Vedic scripture there are tamasic scriptures. Tamasic scriptures means scriptures which are for people in mode of ignorance, who want to drink liquor, eat meat, kill people, torture. So to bring them in the level of sanity, these scriptures are there. Dheere, dheere, you know, okay, get them. Like people of Mumbai, they are so frustrated. They are like hypertension, hyper frustration, hyper stress. They always carry a rope, you know, to hang themselves, you know. Radharajbir Bhagavan ki jai, Sataram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Gaunitaya ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. So, but when they come to temple, they get pacified. They meet some devotee, he gives little prasad. He's like, oh, no, goodness. Similarly, tamasic scripture will say, okay, you want all this, then you go to Mother Kali. And what you do? You kill the goat or buffalo on your own. See, try to understand, goat and buffalo are allowed, not cows or deers and all. Because these people are very much in ignorance. Even these animals, their level of consciousness is very low. Bolte na gayi bhais pani mein. You can tell a cow, come on, it will come out. But bhais hai na? I know you put in the village when you will put the buffalo in the water, it's gone. Usko kitna hi mara, chapak, you know? It is thick skin. So, buffalo and goat are very least in consciousness. So the pain is less. So if you want to eat, then go to this level. But don't go beyond that. That is not allowed. That is, the cow killing was not allowed in Vedic culture. Even in Islam, animals are allowed to be eaten, goat. Why? They are least in consciousness. Cow is not allowed. No point where Muhammad ate goat. No? Even if this Islamist realize this, they will change their, it will change their hearts. Anyone, Muhammad will be pleased there. But anyways, so the point is, it is mentioned that you have to go in front of Kali and kill the goat, and you have to kill the goat. Who has to kill? We. Imagine, you know, just imagine you catch a goat first time. You're like, you know, you say, chhod de yaar, chhod de, jaan de, isse achha aloo ki sabji khate, you know. So, why this is recommended? At least 50% of them out of fear will leave. Now, will you ever, see, you can plug a twig like this, you know, ped ka wo hota hai na, leaf. You can just plug, you don't feel anything because it is also dull in consciousness. But you take, the more an living entity is conscious, you will also feel the pain, perceive the pain. So that is why it is recommended that you kill least consciousness animals. So here, when you have to yourself kill, you will feel the pain, you will leave it. And if you are still idiot, you will kill. That is why you see, those who kill animals, na, they are like, you know, butchers. They look very like, hai na? Hey, laga rahe, kilo pe laga de usko, no? So it's like that. And nowadays in West, they have started eating baby meat. You know? They take baby fetus. India, the greatest rate of abortion. You know? All the contraceptives fail and then, you know, the children get aborted. And then, these fetus go to South America, China, Mongolia. They prepare all the pickle in that. They'll put it in a jar and eat it regularly. So, the people have got into such a conscience level. See, you all are feeling like this because you all are Brahmanas. People who have their conscience is killed. That's why we need to preach Hare Krishna everywhere. So, this all is recommended because this all is Swavidhina. Now, there are some vidhis to demigods. And by this vidhi, we try to actually get things from demigods. But Krishna is saying that all these demigods, who gives them? Who gives them? So in chapter 7, verse number 22-23, Krishna says, he says that I actually give all these people the energy. I personally give the energy to these people to deliver you. Just like there is a wholesale dealer and there is a retail dealer and there is a manufacturer. Manufacturer gives the wholesale dealer gives to retail dealer, and that goes to the client. Similarly, Krishna actually gives it, and then again he comes as Vishnu. And then Vishnu, he gives it to the demigods. Demigods then give it to us. But who is the source? It's Krishna. But what we do, we try to take it from, you know, thinking that he is giving. And he's the all in all. He's the all in all. So people become die-hard devotees of demigods. It is very difficult to convince them that there is someone above Ganesh. Hey, kai bolu noko, hey, barobar nahi. All gods are same, you know. All gods are alike. They will treat everyone. Ganesha, Shiva, Vishnu, and then Durga, all in one. And that is one of the dangers in today's Indian society, is to convey this message that you are actually, you know, the demigods are actually subordinate. So we'll just see a small, you know, chart, you know, you can just put the chart. We'll see a chart of cosmology, a small thing, not much more, where we'll understand what is the position of these demigods, who these demigods are. Just put it fast. Meanwhile, I'll just read the verses which mention in Gita that, you know, Krishna says, those whose intelligence are stolen by material desires, surrender unto demigods. Follow their rules and regulations and worship them. He says, yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shraddhaya architum icchati tasya tasya achalam shraddham tam eva vidhami aham. He says, I only give the faith. Hey, ne, ulta lagao, wala pehla lagao. That's it. He says, I only give the faith. It's I who give the faith to you. Now, why does he give faith? Because he knows you cannot come to me. Then at least go to my representatives instead of doing Swavidhina. Instead of doing your own vidhi, come to demigods, my people. And best is you come to me. So in this whole thing, he only gives faith. Krishna gives faith. And then he's saying, endowed with such a faith, he endeavors to worship the demigod and obtains his desire. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone. It is me who gives him. It is from me you get it. I just see your endeavor to demigod and I give it. And then he's saying, men of alpa medasa, men of small intelligence, less intelligent, they go to the Lord. Jisko prime minister se contact hai, wo thawaldar ke paas kyu jayega? You know, like you want, you're got it caught up in some case or something, you know, and you are, you want to get rid of, you know, your son or someone has got into jail. You need to get rid. Why you have to go to Haldar? Just, you know, you have connection with prime minister, you just say that I'm prime minister so and so. Do minute mein chhut jayega. No, or you go to Haldar, you know, you talk to him, give him some money, you know, get it. No, you just have to, you have big connection, why don't you go to Haldar? But you don't want to establish connection on the top, then you have to go to all these people, for all departments. Pani ke liye Indra ko puja karo, you know, for good thing you go to Agni, and for good wife, go to Shiva, you know, good husband, go to, you know, Parvati. So we have to get all this. But if you go to Krishna, Krishna will give you the perfect thing. It is said once, one of our sannyasis in ISKCON, he went to one Shiva temple. I think I told this story earlier. He went to one Shiva temple, and this was a very nice temple of Shiva. There was one sannyasi of Shankarite, and there was around there was a community, all Shivites. So this ISKCON sannyasi went, he said, see, I want to build a community, you know. I'll be very grateful if you tell me the tips that you use to cultivate funds and, you know, keep your relation, monetary and all this, you know. And so he said, see, I'm not mistaken, you are Vaishnava. He said, yeah, I'm Vaishnava. He said, you don't take all these tips, they're all useless. He said, why? Said, because Shiva is Ashutosh. He will give you, just you do some worship and he'll give you. But this Krishna is a very naughty fellow. He will give you and then he'll block you and he'll purify you. And then you'll cry, why I did so much. So, and then if you'll plan this much and he'll break all your plans to purify you. Because Krishna's main goal is to purify. Just like you go to a shopkeeper, say chocolate do, bolta 5 rupees de. You give 5 rupees, you take your chocolate. But you go to your father and say, father, chocolate. Bula, daad dikha, edde kida hai na idhar ka, ab udhar ka bhi kida hai. Bhai, ase. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. He'll not give. Even if you give him 500, 5,000. Because all the money that you have, who gave you? His father gave him. Mera hi paisa leke chocolate khake daad kharab karega, usme aur paisa dena padega. No? Dentist to achha wala daad todke jabardasti nakli laga lete, na? No? Already kharcha kar rahe. So Krishna will not allow your material desires to be fulfilled. Although he says, akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi. Your akama or sakama, come to me. I'll give you little, advertise. And then you'll get in. And when you get in, then I'll lock the door. And that's you and me. You know, like he told the gopis, na, he saw them naked, he removed the clothes. Similarly, he removed our clothes of false ego. All the covering of false ego that we have, he'll remove. And say, ab nach. Ab harinam mein acche se nach. So Krishna, in the life of devotee, that is what he does. Everyone, here nobody can say, he's troubling, you know, he's there. He's orchestrating the whole show. He's using him to purify him. He's using each other, just like, you know, diamonds. Before, the diamonds are not pure earlier. They have certain covering, dirty covering. And they're very, kharkar means very sharpie edges. So what these diamond people do, they'll put them under a hard item and start a grinder. So what will happen? By each other's edges, outer covering is out and the diamond is shines. So the Lord, what will do? He'll call all the devotees, new bhaktas, you know, Hare Krishna, and they'll say, oh, Hari Bol, and then get in. And they'll put in the Hare Krishna movement for a certain time, and you know, and then you say, Hare, aisa kyu ho raha hai, maine to socha tha, you know, I will attain pure devotion in 2 days, you know, and this and that. First day I came, I was such a nice devotee. Actually, you are not a nice devotee because you got exposed. Your envy, anger, lust, everything is exposed. But end result is what? When the thing is open, you are shining. See, inside you may face problem, but when you go out, they say, Maharaj, kuch gyan dijiye, hamare dukan mein charan rakhiye. Bole, mera charan, mera charan bahut dhulai hota hai. Isi charanon se main ashram ka toilet dhota hu, aur isi charanon ke aapke dukan mein rakhunga. So, from inside you are purifying, but from outside, you are shining. So be in the process, just don't go away. Don't go to demigods, it is better to go to demigod, you know, I'll go to some demigod, get some money. Now go to Lakshmi Devi, and you know, Ya Devi, you put some mantra, swaha swaha de, paisa de, you know. No need, just be inside, you are shining, don't think you are dirty. You are shining, only dirt covering is going out. Lust. You know, I thought I'm a pure devotee, but looking at this, I'm feeling lusty. I'm feeling greedy. You are getting shining. Don't go away. Process. Don't jump out of the ship of Hare Krishna movement. Be there. So here, if you can just take this little ahead, some more can see. So I've tried to explain, this is the synopsis of the cosmos. I'm not going into detail. Anyways, because after some chapters, the Jambudvip and all will come. That time I'll go into more detail. The small synopsis, if you see, you keep it. That's okay. ठीक है पीछे रहने दो आगे पीछे ले लो भैया. So if you see the first, there is a Vaikuntha planet on the left top corner. You are able to see Vaikuntha planet. So this Vaikuntha planet is where we are actually from. We are all pure devotees, you know, and pure souls from the spiritual world where Lord, we are with the Lord. But due to our own causeless unwillingness to serve the Lord for a certain time, we just come to this material world. Just like I am here, I am giving class. Many of you are in the class but not in the class. Many of you are in the class but not in the class. How? You are looking at me and you are thinking, aaj breakfast mein kya hoga? Pakoda. You are there. Then somebody has to shout, Hari Bol. Similarly, somebody has to say you, Hare Krishna. Oh, I am soul. Oh, I forgot. So it's like that. So basically we are here in a dream condition in this material world. So you see that big circle, and I have done symbolic Mahavishnu. No? Symbolic Mahavishnu. Don't worry, I'm not a good painter. Trying to explain the concept. So from Mahavishnu, when Mahavishnu exhales, the Brahmandas come. Each and every Brahmanda. Ek Brahmanda bahar aata hai. Jab saans chhodte hai to. And when he inhales, all the Brahmandas get in. Now we will see structure of one Brahmanda. You are seeing the first Brahmanda. And I have done a circle. Then you will see there also there is symbolic Garbhodakshay Vishnu and Lakshmiji. Om Shantakaram Bhujagachainam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham Megavarnam Shubhangam is there. And he does not inhale exhale for creation. From his nabhi only a lotus flower comes out. And then on the top of that lotus flower is Lord Brahma, the first primary creator. He is a primary creator. Just like a father begets a child, he says, bachche ko maine paida kiya. Tune nahi paida kiya. Tu tertiary creator hai. Tere se pehle bahut sare pappa log aake gaye, no? You are the tertiary creator. So, from his nabhi comes Brahma. And obviously Brahma does tapa and all that. And in that stem, wo jo stem hai na, danda, wo maine fir usko badhaya, dekha hai? That is 14 planetary systems. 14 bhuvana majhe. Naam bina kichu nahi kaara, 14 bhuvana majhe. In the entire 14 planetary systems, it is only holy name and everything is myth. Prabhupada writes in the purport of the 1.1.1. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya janmadiyasya, that verse is there, no? Prabhupada writes, it is all dream, all myth. It does not exist. In the sense, it exists, but it is temporary. No? It is all Brahmi. No? Muhyanti yat suraya. Even the demigods and the sages get bewildered. What to talk of conditioned soul like us? So we are worshipping those demigods who are themselves bewildered. Obviously, we should respect them. That does not mean we should offend them. So, in these 14 planetary systems, the upper 7, if you see, are Swarga Loka, the heavenly planets. Below 6 are Narka, the hellish. Now, you can go to page number 874 of Canto 5, and you will hear all the description of hellish planets. And 8 from above is the Bhuloka. Obviously, this Bhuloka is divided into dweeps. One of the Jambudweep, and then from Jambudweep comes Bharatavarsha. Bharatavarsha, there is Bhukhanda. And from Bhukhanda, that is Earth planet. That you can get on Google Maps. No? There is Bhukhanda, Earth, you know, India, Asia and all that things. So actually, where are we? And that Bhuloka is a Karma Loka. You have to do your karma. If you are a human being, you have to do certain activity. If you do Punya, you will go to heavenly planets. And if you do Papa, you go to Narka. So, if you worship demigods, you will have to go to demigods. But till the time you reach to demigods, you will find that demigod whom you prayed is out, because he is also Jivatma. All the demigods are Jivatma, they are not gods. We should not put one, saying that Krishna, from whom Mahavishnu is coming, from whom Garbhodakshay Vishnu is coming, from whom this universe is coming, and where in which the Jivas are entangled, some Jiva may be above, some Jiva may be below. It is a matter of time. Just like what is that Nahusha? He became a python. Just because he tried to enjoy Sachi, the wife of Indra. He was a Jiva. So, if he was God, he would have gone back to Godhead. It is just for time being. For example, in this world, in India, you do certain very good act. Like you in the Juhu beach, somebody is drowning and you removed 5-6 people out and, you know, pumped their body and, oh, you saved them. Immediately the government of India recognizes and gives you a bravery award. Will you get it on the Juhu beach? You will be called in Delhi in front of the president and the prime minister with all reward. You're like, you took the reward. So to take that reward, you have to go to Delhi. Similarly, if you do lot of punya and you cannot be rewarded in this place, then you are sent to heavenly planets. No? You do lot of punya and you want to see apsaras, then you will see them there, you know. Dancing and all, you know. And that's it. That is the same, you know. Again, your punya is over, you come down. And if you do so much sinful activity, that you cannot be punished here. Log bolte, ye itna papi hai, phir bhi ye kyun sukhi hai? Kyunki uska number aayega. Bahut jaldi aayega. He'll be taken down. Beaten up very nicely. He'll be fried in the oil, you know. Those who eat meat, na, leg piece and hand piece, na, they will be also fried inside. You will also shout the same way the cock and the hen shouts in the oil. That's why it is said, those who eat bakri look like bakri. You know, have that, you know. Bakris have that, like that. No, they, bakris have this, no? They are like a kind of, this is, vaisa ho jata hai phir pura. Cholesterol atak jata hai pura idhar. So, we have to be conscious. So, demigods are who? They are just jivatmas. And if you see, from a time point of view, they are nothing. Just turn the page. So, we'll just see a small calculation. These are the same devatas. When they're in problem, they chant Purusha Sukta to call Garbhadaksha Vishnu. When the Danavas, the demons, they attack them and they're almost defeated, they'll go and say, Om Sahasrachir Sah Purusha, O Purusha, please wake up. Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishwato Vritta, this all belongs to you. Now you please come and help me because my post and position is going. No? They'll say, okay, because you are my representatives, I'm coming. Just like any MLA or MP may be chore. But the Prime Minister has always helped them in comparison to the citizen. Because they are in a higher position and he has appointed them. So it's like that. So here, the whole timeline is like that. Our earth is divided into 4 yugas. Which are the yugas? Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar and Kali. Satyug is 4 into 4,32,000 years. Treta is 3 into 4,32,000 years. Dwapar is 2 times. And Kaliyug is 4,32,000 years. So within our religions in India today, in the name of Hinduism, are saying that there are only 5,000 years remaining. You know, 5,000 years of cycle. 1250, 1250, 1250, 1250. Usme already ho gaya hai. Ab kuch hi dino mein pralay aayega. Kapda badal lo, you know. Oh, you know. So, I don't really get into the names and all. But, they're all bogus. Non-shastric, Swavidhina. They say that soul is here. A person says, mere ko bhook laga hai, to bolta hai, mujhe bhook laga hai. Ye nahi bolta hai, mere ko bhook laga hai. You know? They don't say soul is here. Nowhere Vedas say. Hridaya, in the Hridaya. The soul is in the Hridaya. So, this whole cycle of Satyug to Kaliyug is one Divya Yug. One Divya Yug is equal to 43,20,000 years. Such 1,000 Divya Yugs, when they pass, that is equal to 12 hours of Brahma. That is like one day of Brahma. A Brahma bhi soyenge na? Night shift. He has to also go to rest. When he goes to rest, who will take care of the Jivatmas? All the Jivatmas, there is a pralay ball, all the Rudras, Lord Shiva, Tandav, ding, all the souls are taken and put in the belly of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And then again, after 12 hours, again they are back to their job. Again they are taken birth, Prajapati, this, Manu, all that, Vedas are again spoken, take. And again like this. So that is equal to 12. So into 2 equal to 1 day. And like that, 1 year of Brahma is equal to 360 days. And like that, Brahma lives 100 years. Uska lifespan 100 years. For him, 100 years are exactly like for you, your 100 years are. You got, you waked up, you did job, you know, lived with your wife, children, your mother, father, and one day you died. Do din di yari, do din da mela, you know, this whole life is just do din ka to hai. So, you finish off your life, finish. Similarly, Brahma also is 100 years are gone like that only. He's also a Jivatma. In rare cases, Lord Vishnu becomes Brahma. Rare cases in other Brahmandas. So this is only of one Brahmanda. We are talking of one Brahmanda. And that is why when you calculate the total life of Brahma, it is equal to 311 trillion 40 billion years that I have mentioned. Because many times people read this in books, but they don't calculate, so they don't know, you know how it is. So just mentioned. So it is better na punyam na papam. Better not to do punya and papa. Don't waste your life. Do bhakti. From directly from material world, you'll go to spiritual world. Etavan sankhya yogabhyam, so dharma parinishthaya, janma labha parah pumsam, ante narayana smruti. Prepare yourself to remember Lord Narayan. No, and don't go to these demigods. They're also temporary. And then you'll also become temporary. For some time you'll get some apsara and that's all. Again, you're back. You're back in some school with a school bag. Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Usko pata hai, tu pichle mein demigod tha. Kya baat kar rahe, sach mein? You know? So we don't have to get into the mess of demigods. Usme bhi politics hota hai. Vayu dev ko puja kiya, mere ko nahi kiya. Jala de. So, just like, you know, sometimes people think, arre Krishna ke paas jayega aur Ganapati ke paas nahi jayega, to problem ho jayega. No! These demigods are subordinate to Krishna. But, Krishna is not subordinate to them. Just like you can see, people go to Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. Shiva is expansion of Vishnu, Krishna only. Now what is that? Shiram yatha adadi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate inata pratagasti heto. Just like from the milk only curd comes, but curd cannot become milk. And the same Shiva, he was saved by Krishna. When Vrikasur did yagya, and he tried to please Shiva, and Lord Shiva is Ashutosh, immediately gets pleased. So he did yagya, and ultimately when Shiva did not come, he tried to behead himself and put it in the yagya. And what happened? Lord Shiva came and said, what do you want? He said, give me a benediction. Who's ever head I touch? He said, blast. He said, tathastu. And you know what he did? That is the problem of demigods. Their devotees take the boons from them and trouble them only. You have seen? So their people will only take boon from them and trouble them only. Usi ke satta khane ke liye usi se paisa lete. He went there and he said, he was running behind Lord Shiva. Why? He'll touch the head of Lord Shiva, blast him and take Uma, Parvati. Idiot hai. Matlab, apne guru ka sikhne ja raha aur guru ke patni ko dekh raha hai. Nonsense. So he went there and then he said, arre kya ye to bhag raha piche 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 piche. Then he called upon Lord Narayan. And Lord Krishna came as a small Brahman boy. And you know, small boys are very cute. He said, Hari bol Prabhuji Vrikrasur Prabhu, where are you going? He said, I am going to Lord Shiva. He said, Shiva, his words are all, he just says like that. Usme kuch power nahi hai. Kya baat kar raha hai? Are you test karke dekh. Just try. Well, he is such a fool. And that is the problem with demonic people, materialistic people. They are fools. So you can cheat them. He put a hand on his own. Pat! You know? Lord Shiva said, Are bacha liya. Krishna said, no problem. I shaved Brahma also. He also gave a lot of boon to Hiranyakashipu. I had to come for the operation, final operation. You know? Same way you had also did this. No problem. So it's like that. So it is better to go to Krishna than Shiva. I mean to say, not like that, but you know, we should, you know, better to go to Krishna and surrender to him. So once, there's a story in Chaitanya Bhagavat, or Lord Nityananda's this thing, I think so, Mahatmya. There's one demon, dacoit, called Chandidas. How many of you know the story? Oh, then I can speak nicely. So Chandidas was just a dacoit, and very powerful dacoit. He'll capture anyone, kill them, loot them, you know, diamonds, jewels, all these things. So he went to one place and he got a report that there is one man in the house of this person and he has a lot of jewels and ornaments and he's having in his hands and you know Lord Nityananda was like, he was full of ornaments and jewels, you know, all those were divine. But he said there's a problem. In front of their house, two divine personalities are chanting and guarding. And they're very powerful. He said, Acha, no problem, we'll go, we'll somehow put the chloroform and, you know, get them out and loot this fellow. So they go there, dacoits. So they say, shh, nothing in daytime, night time. So first night, they see the guards and they're waiting for the guards to sleep. But the guards are not sleeping. So the dacoits go to sleep. Next night, they say, we didn't, you know, do it properly. Again they try. Again this time, some mosquitoes and all bite them. They again sleep. He said, maybe we are not worshipping Ma Chandi properly. No, Ma Bhadrakali. Bhadrakali, Vishalane, with that arti plate and you know some, you know, goats, you know, and you offer red tilak. And you have nice, you know, you feel as you are a great devotee of Lord. No, Ma Chandi ka devotee hai. And then, he said, we will worship Chandi today and we'll see who this fellow is. We'll defeat him. And they offer Chandi and Chandi is there with all hands, and all the skulls here, you know. Kaisa worship karte dar ke dekhte dar lagta hai. Or Krishna at least, you know, with flute, with a smile, you know. Aisa lagta hai, okay, okay. Chandi is like, ah, and red, you know. So they offered to Chandi everything, and they said, now we'll be successful just because we didn't worship our demigod. And then they go, and that day they are troubled by a lot of, again, mosquitoes and all, and they're bitten, and there's so much, and all the snakes and all come to their place, and they just cannot defeat. Then they realize, maybe we are mistaken. Actually, this person is somebody divine. We better take shelter. Chandidas realizes. He immediately goes and falls at the feet of that person. He says, please forgive me, O Lord Nityananda, please forgive me. I have misunderstood you. You are surely a divine personality. And he smiles. And the devotee nearby says, you know, he is Lord Nityananda. He is the Lord of Chaitanya. He is the supreme personality. He is that same Balram who just by touching a grass finishes off a person. So what are you doing all this nonsense with him? And then he becomes a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, and he spreads the holy name all around. So we are all like Chandidas, you know. We are demigods, you know. Subhe subhe uttete nam Ganpati stotra, no? Shivlingam stotra, Saurashtre somanatham cha Sri Shaile. And you put that, you know, Agarbatti ka wo girta hai na. Wo aisa laga ki exam ke time mein, you know. Sab Devi Deta, Sai Baba, ye, wo, Baba, Mummy, Amma, sab. No God, no problem, sab hone chahiye. 33 crore plus mine, so vidina. You know. You have a list of people whom you pray. Agarbatti, sab ko dikha na, isko bhul gaye. Take everyone and do. But this life is very short. You see here, we get stuck up in this timeline. Better we pray to the Lord, the Supreme Lord, and actually take shelter of Him. Because all these demigods also take His shelter. Then why should we take their shelter? Obviously, we should respect them. Like the second offense is there, it is an offense to consider the demigods independent or dependent on the Supreme Personality of God, and independent of them also. Because they are actually working under the guidance of the Lord. At the same time, they are not gods. So we have to know this balance. So we'll just sing a small song. You know, I had many more things to tell, but I'll just tell you one more story. Then we'll sing that song. Once these devotees of Kali, know, they're very chalu. They will use Kali for their own purpose and then forget her. Business dhanda hai na. Tu paisa le mere ko chocolate de. Baad mein tu khadde mein gaya. Tera dhanda loss mein jaye, profit mein mere ko kya matlab hai? So once this Kali devotee, he worshipped Kali, he offered goat and all. He said, oh no, please give me a lot of wealth. I want a lot of wealth. He said, but what will you give me? Said, I'll give you one goat in offering. Theek hai. Tomorrow you'll get your opulence. So next day he gets a lottery and he wins a lot of money and all. He forgets to go to Kali Mandir. Kali comes in his dream and says, beta, paisa aya, kuch to chada? Tune bola tha. Goat kya, tu to hajar goat chada sakte, ek to chada. Kali says, actually I forgot, I could not make time. Still he does not go. After 1 month, Kali again comes there, beta. Goat. Said, see, nowadays things are in loss, you know. I can give you a murgi. Ah, no problem, murgi, get it, Baba, get it. Again 1 month he forgets. Then he says, see, again Kali comes. He said, dekho, ek kaam karo. Murgi mere se jamega nahi, bahut loss ja raha hai. Ek machar de sakta hu. He said, no problem, come to my temple, kill a machar. He said, why? Tere mandir ke aaspas bahut machar hote, khale na udhar se. So, this means, you know, once they get their profit, hell with who is above. But in Vaishnavism, it is not like that. Sometimes a person thinks, he is my guru, I have learned from him. Now I don't need guru. Direct Prabhupada. No. You will require your guru. He is the one who brought you. Never forget him. Never forget your Pathpradarshak guru, your Shiksha guru and your Diksha guru. Otherwise, who are you? Where are you in this world? Who is going to knock you off? You can chant millions of names. You can eat millions of forest of Tulsi. You can drink oceans of Charanamrut. But unless you surrender to your bona fide spiritual master, you cannot go. And these are all gurus. Ramanujar had 6 gurus. No? So all are important. Fall at their feet. Ask for forgiveness. No, people think, no, I'll surrender only to one. Why one? All. If you can respect, amani na mana dena kirtina sadari, fall at all's feet. Somebody goes off track, no problem, give respect. What's the problem? So unless you take shelter of bona fide spiritual master and the Supreme Lord and His holy name, there is no hope. So we'll just sing a small Vaishnava song if it is 2-3 minutes. I have already given a small sheet to all of you. I think so all of you must have got this small sheet. This is a very nice song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He sings about a plea and a prayer.
Ekona bujino prabhu tomara charana. Ekona bujino prabhu tomara charana. Ashoka bhayamruta Purna Sarvakana Mruta పూర్ణ సర్వకాణ సకల చాడియా తువా చరణ కమాలే చరణ కమాలే పడేయాచె ఆమినాథ తవ పదతలె మినాథ తవ పదతలె తవ పాద పద్మనాథ రఖిబె అమారె రఖిబె అమారె ఆర రాఖా కర్తా నాహీ ఏ భవ సంసారె ఆమి తవ నిత్య దాస జానిను ఎ బార అమర పాలన భార ఏకొ నా తోమార बड़ दुख पाइयाची स्वतंत्र जीवाने दुख दूर गेलो पदवराने ओ पदवरने जे पद लागे आरामा तपस्या करीला जे पद पाइया शिव శివత్వ లాభేలా జిపద లాభియా బ్రహ్మా కృతార్థ హోయిలా जे पदो नारद मुनि हृदय धरियला कैसे अभय पद शिरे ते धरी परमानन्देनाके पदगुण गाइया संसार विपद होइते अवश्य उद्धार ಬಕತಿ ವಿನೋದ ಪದ ಕರಿಬೆ ತುಮಾರ ಏಕ ನಾ ಬುಜಿನು ಪ್ರಭು
nice song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says that, my dear Lord, in synopsis I'll tell, my dear Lord, now I have realized that your Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am such a fallen and conditioned soul, I have no hope than you. Even these great sages, you know, and it is, amara palana bhara ekana tomara, ab mai to sabko chhod diya, now I have left everyone, mother, father, relatives, all this, left them means what? I have left my shelter, they are there in this world only, but I have left my shelter from them, I put my shelter on you. I don't beg them, I beg you. Amara palana bhara ekana tomara. This is a devotee's heart. Now I am yours. You take care, please. And then he's saying, bada dukha paiyachi swatantra jivane. I have lived my life independently and got nothing. Nothing, nothing. I just got broken pieces of glass. Thinking diamond, I kept them and I broke my hand. Bleeding. I am nothing. I chewed bamboo instead of sugar cane, thinking I'll get enjoyment, but I didn't get it. Dukha dura gelo o pada varane. By taking your shelter, all these miseries will go away. Je pada lagiya rama tapasya karila. And even Lord Shiva, Shivatva labhila. Even Lord Shiva gets Shivatva from you. Je pada labhiya brahma krutartho hila. After doing tapa, when you spoke to him, tena brahmarda adhikavaya muhyantiyat suraya. Then he understood. Then he got happiness. Je pada narada muni hridaya dharila. Even narada muni keeps your lotus feet in his heart. Sei se abhaya pada, the same lotus feet. You know, shirete dharia, I keep it on my head. Param anande nachi pada guna gaiya. Now I am happy. Now I am dancing everywhere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When I do this, my relatives will laugh at me, my people will laugh at me. But I know that I am taking your name. And I know you are the most magnanimous personality and the most merciful. So I am not fearful. Param anande nachi. Samsara vipada huite avishya udhara. Bhakti Vinod, you know, is taking shelter of your lotus feet. Very nice song. So I just thought of, you know, singing. So in conclusion, actually Jad Bharat, although he's taken there, but he knows that this Kali, if Lord wants to kill me, I'll die, you know. Mare Krishna rakhe ke? Rakhe Krishna mare ke? Who can kill whom Lord wants to protect? And one whom Krishna wants to kill, nobody can protect. That was there in earlier verse. So, you don't have to worry. Okay, he took it. And he's already an internalized devotee. He's a softer pro devotee. You know, inside only he's thinking. He's remembering the Lord. Not worried. Kali came out, ahead verses, Kali will come out, thokti huni ko marti hai, apne devotees ko. That's like that. So Vaishnava is superior to, you know, all others because he gives his heart to the Lord. Theek, I'll end here. I don't think there is time for questions or comments. But if you want, I can add whatever, you know, any comments at least. Only one is there, so I think so because.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for very nicely you explained who is demigod. The things I am very neophyte. So, I have two questions. One is, in one Brahmanda, do we have 33 crores only in one Brahmanda or there are so many universal to manage all this, there are 33 crores?
33 means, in the seven planetary system, there are 33 crores. Like in India or in Earth, so there are 6 billion, whatever, official count, 6 billion people, and there are 33 crore posts, you know, and they get filled up.
Only for one universe particularly.
One Brahmanda, yeah.
And another universe, there,
yeah,
are another.
That is why it is called Ananta Koti Brahmanda Nayak. Why Krishna is called Ananta Koti Brahmanda Nayak? When he exhales, there are Ananta Koti Brahmanda pores from the pores of his body. Jo hole hote na body mein, usme se ek ek Brahmanda nikalta hai. Hamar to har hole se pasina bhi nahi nikalta, itna hamara body jam hai. Yes.
And the second thing, you explained this Satyuga, then Treta, Dwapar and Kali. Okay. So in Sanskrit, is it said Dwapar means second? So how Dwapara comes third and
actually,
Treta comes first?
I heard it somewhere, but I don't have references that. And this time, I think, I don't know, it was earlier like this and now it is like this. I don't know what reference, but I've heard it. If somebody has, you can, somebody knows. Huh?
There was some pastimes relating to Ahalya.
I have no idea. Honestly.
And even
I heard it, but then I did research.
Even gopis also approach demigods. So what is your comment regarding this? So
that was already answered. Somebody asked to, I think so, some devotee, and he said that, see, for serving Krishna, we go to BMC officers. Then you cannot go to demigods. What? To Patta Pandal for Janmashtami, we go to BMC officers. Sahib, sign mara. Peda khilana padte usko. Wo thodin sign marega. Usko to peda chahiye. Similarly, demigods, you know, if you want to please Krishna through demigods, and you need demigods help, go and ask them, Are Baba Ganapati, aplyala jayche. Humko jaane ka hai. No, I want to go to Mayapur. No, I already told Narasingh Dev, you also make sure that things happen in line. Obviously, that's not required. But if in case, that was their higher bhav. We are not at that bhav. Better we be at our level. When Krishna put us in that situation and he'll put in front of demigods, you go and pray, no problem. Okay, last two.
Hare Krishna, Guru. Thank you for nice class. And you have made nicely chat for easily understandable. So, little correction. I saw that 14 planet are the system. So, starting from earthly planet, including earthly planet, Bhuloka to Satya Loka, it comes 7th planetary system. And below, Atala to Patal, it also 7.
I attended a seminar on cosmology. Yeah. And like Radha Madhav Prabhu, you know Radha Madhav Prabhu. He helped Danvir Maharaj and all that. So we had almost discussion. So that time he told us, so maybe I'll check it again if you want.
Oh, just name also.
Bhuloka.
Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka, Swargaloka, Janaloka, Maharloka,
Tapaloka,
Satyaloka. This 7. Then below, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Mahitala,
Talatala.
Talatala, Rasatala, Patala. This 7.
Then they become more. They become 9. Actually,
below 7.
I'll tell you, this is what I've heard, so I don't know. I'll research it. But the whole point is, the cosmology is not exactly what it is shown there. I just indicated that to 7, 6, you know, like that. Actually, it is said to go to Talatala, also not sometimes are below. You know, some hellish planets are above also. So things are, you may say, you know, like, some planets are there. I read cosmology. It is so bouncer. Because anyways, that will come in our further sections. So better we don't go into that. Today my topic was demigods. The whole thing is, there is Swarga, there is Narka, and there is Bhuloka. So Bhuloka is where you have to do karma. And Swarga you go, wherever there is Swarga, even if it is below, you go. But that Swarga is concept. It is where heavenly pleasures are there. Like that. So, but I don't know, I have heard this. If you want to, like, I can, by names you can go, but by names also many names will come down. I don't know, you can check, I'll check it again. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Tagore Premanande.